谢谢大家来参加这个讨论和问题解答的时间哈。我知道大家在跟我一样，在过去这三天呢、都有很大的受益啊、感谢神啊、带陈牧师和师母到我们当中来啊、现在是大家有什么样问题的时候，而且呢，他们今天路途还非常的遥远啊、就是我们看看，就是大家可以简洁的讲，然后他们也可以简易赅的跟我们回答，让我们为他们整个过程，特别是回程，也为他们的安全啊、来祷告。然后我们就开始这个祷告。天父，我们谢谢你在过去这三天 ，Hugo 牧师和 Heather 啊、师母以及两个很可爱的孩子啊 ，Matthew 和 Michael 在我们当中啊、求主继续的祝福他们啊、使我们在这个时间啊、心中有什么样的疑惑啊、求主透过他们来帮助我们解决啊、也祝福他们的回程啊、他们一路开车非常的辛苦。啊，有差不多10个小时的车程，求主使他们有足够的清醒、体力啊和智慧，啊能够有一颗喜乐的心情啊，一边开车一边继续的赞美神、祷告神啊，求主带领他们平平安安的回去，就像他们平平安的来一样。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。好，现在大家有什么样的问题就可以举手，直接啊。
好。OK， 我们那时候有两个孩子，一个大女儿，一个其实一开始来的时候只有一个，就是Veronica。
How old is she? Two.
Two.
Yeah， 大概两岁，大女儿两岁。然后后来老二 Evan 是在那个 downtown 的 Baptist 的 hospital 出生的，所以就有一个全新的小 baby。然后我想需要注意到什么的话，可能我个人来说，其他事情可能我太太可以补充。我可能说我需要注意到，就是因为读神学的时候对我来说压力蛮大的，有很多原因。因为以前的话还没信主的时候，开公司读书都是为自己读，然后不读就不读，不想读就不读。可是后来来读神学的话，发现这是为神读，不是为自己读，所以压力更大。而且同时间呢，我们的教会全力的支持我们来读神学，就不能对不起神，也不能对不起人，所以压力更大。而且我这人不喜欢读书，我读完书毕业之后去开公司，我好高兴，开公司创业做事，我喜欢做这些在职场上的工作。然后所以读起书来要读好多书，又是不同的语言，然后所以那时候是很不容易，所以压力很大。可是在那压力大当中呢，我的想很容易，特别是男生的话，我不知道，不是每一个男生，可能很多男生的想法就是会埋头苦干，我们很容易 focus 埋头苦干。可是你单身埋头苦干的话还可以，可是你带着是一个家，有孩子有太太，他们虽然很支持我，可是我埋头苦干把他们给忽略掉的话，是很危险而且很不健康的事情，而且不讨神喜悦。我相信神不会问我，不会先问我说，哦，你这个希腊文读的怎么样啊，你的论文写的如何，可他会问我你有没有好好的爱你的妻子，像耶稣爱他的教会一样。所以我就需要记得，在我的百忙当中，我的 schedule 当中呢，必须分配出时间来跟他在一起，跟孩子在一起，或者他的需要。我再举一个例子，是一个负面的例子。好，那时候也是因为压力很大，在那边埋头苦干。然后我还记得有一个systematic theology 的那个 paper， 要 minimum 要 30 pages， OK， 那时候那个要求，不知道你们还有没有那个 Dr. Hodges， OK， 他要我写一个 paper， 然后那个 paper 要至少 30 pages， OK， 30页。然后呢，我那个 paper 是在写这个基督耶稣的神性跟人性的这个问题，然后跟这个重要。然后呢，他知道我在很辛苦，5点钟就要把 paper 交了，然后还是当天我还在写，还没写完。然后呢，就然后他那时候我还记得老二发烧，然后要去取药，然后他还有些其他事情，所以原来他想问我可不可以去帮他去取药，就后来他说你忙的话我自己去，待会我把别的事办完我再去取药，你就好好的认真的写 paper 吧，那就很好，我就写 paper。突然之间，隔壁的邻居，另外我的一个同学，然后打个电话给我，记得 right， Jeff 打电话给我，然后呢 这个他就说他们比我们还穷了，他们就说我们这个我有这支票刚刚拿到的那个薪水，我必须去 cash， 然后我们没有车，然后我们必须去 cash 这个支票，然后呢这个没有的话今天银行关门之前我们就没钱了，然后就可不可以帮个忙开车送我去 cash， 然后我就说、哦、没问题，电话一挂 paper 一放，然后就去带 Jeff 去那个银行了。回来以后看他脸色不太对，然后我说 What's wrong， 然后他就说我牺牲自己给你这么多的时间去写 paper， 哎，我要你去取药，你说你不行，因为有 paper。 邻居一个电话一来这个你就放下一切就去帮他了，哎，然后我还跟他想跟他辩，我说不，你不知道这个是我们是要帮助别人的，这个别人有这个需要，然后辩来辩去越搞我们越不愉快，然后后来神就提醒我，你在变是你自己在变，然后有理的不是你。然后呢，他就跟我说，他说可是你知道，当你这么做的时候呢，我觉得我不重要，我觉得孩子们不重要，我觉得你说这个邻居比我们还要重要。所以那时候我就突然想醒悟到说，哦，对，所以可能有很多事情可以谈，可在读神学的时候，可能我们必须知道，就是。以前我们神学院的校长是 Johnny Miller， 然后他们请我们的新，我记得请我们神学生全部到他家去吃，男生他请所有的丈夫结婚的丈夫们去神学生去他家吃个晚饭，刚开始的时候，然后他就跟我说一句，跟我们说一句话，他说 You need to remember， 他问我，他说 How many classes are you taking？ 我想第一学期比较多一点，我学了五门课，他就说You have six classes。 我说 What？ 他说 No， 我说 Five， No No You have six。他就跟你说 Everyone， 你有四门，你要想到你其实有五门，你有六门，你就有七门。那一门课呢叫做 Family and Marriage Life、okay? 他说你那一门课 If you get an F， 如果你其他的课都 get A， 那一门课你 get F， You get an F for the whole semester、okay? 他就提醒我们，他说你们做神学生的不要忘记，在读神学的时候家庭婚姻还是必须要讨神的喜悦，所以可能这是一个最重要的注意。
I would like to add that it would be great if you could set time apart to play with your kids. You know, like maybe ping pong at the student center, or take them to get a soda at McDonald's. Those all very simple things. They just love it. And they will feel loved when we play with them.
Yeah.
I know Hugo said a lot about, you know, we need to not only want our kids to perform in ACTs, but we want them to be spiritual.And sometimes that can turn into a performance too, like, yeah. I want you to be quiet at church. I don't want you to look at your phone. I don't want you to go sit in the corner. I want you to talk to people. So church becomes a performance. So the thing we want to emphasize with our kids is relationship. Do we actually enjoy being around them? Are we willing to do the things they like to do? And, you know, I think that playing video games is meaningless, but they love it.And if that's how Hugo can spend time with them and they can have a great time, then I support that. So we can't expect them to be like, oh, let's go for a walk. It's so fun. They'll think it's so boring, right? Or, oh, let's watch this documentary. You know, they wouldn't be their first choice. So if you go do something that they like to do that you think, oh, what a waste of time, but you do that with them just to enjoy them, and not to, like, corner them so you can ask them how they're doing in school and, you know, how's their paper going, but just, you know, without any pressure, it will really help them to embrace seeing God and Jesus as a good thing, because it's not like, oh, Dad is so godly, but he's no fun or he's all about rules.
Yeah, 我还记得当时在 CIE 的时候，就像他说的，去那个 student center， 现在还在不在我不知道，楼下有那个乒乓桌，然后带孩子去玩。礼拜天，反正礼拜天你不能做功课，right？ 你现在还是要守那个规矩，对不对？所以礼拜天是很好的时间可以跟家人在一起。然后另外还补充一个，可能不是你问到的，可是可能你提醒，就是我们后来开始服侍的时候，我记得学到，就是发现好像有很多次在不同的传道人、牧师或者长老家，然后每次去是我们去接受辅导或者是一些事工的谈论的时候，还每一次他们就说把孩子们就说 OK 吃完饭了或者是怎么样，那孩子你们去不要在我们当中，就把孩子好像给 给赶走了，然后呢我们就谈大人的事，但有些时候是必要，可能是婚姻辅导各方面孩子在也不方便、right? 可是我记得有一次那个我们也是才开始服侍不久然后有个在跟我们谈的那个牧师他们的孩子在一起，然后我们那时候孩子也是不是那么大，然后他们当然可以在一起玩，可是我们就把那个他们的孩子也包括在里头，跟他们聊聊，我跟问问他的孩子一些事情啊，一边谈事工一边跟他孩子聊聊，然后之后那个他的那个妻子私底下就跟我说啊，谢谢你 ，Thank you for including our kids. Most of the time we exclude them.哎，所以后来我们就慢慢学到，尽可能不是每一些时候，不过我们会刻意的去谈说，如果今天在我们家的这个聚会，或者是某一个事工的讨论，是不是需要那么严肃的？孩子在一起可以在一块儿来跟这些学生认识，然后跟这些慕道朋友认识，孩子把孩子带包括在我们的这个服侍里头的话，尽可能这么做的话，我觉得是蛮好的。不是说一开始服侍要谈很严肃的事情了，就把他们。敢去看电视或叫他们做别的事情，可是尽可能包括他们的话也是一个蛮好的方式。Oh, okay. 你先吧。Okay. Do you want me to repeat it in Chinese or English?Okay, so the question is, your kid is going to college when? How many more years? 10 years. Oh, 10 days. Wow, okay. 10 days, your child is going to college. Other than praying for, is it him or her? Right, other than praying for her, what else can we do? Okay, you want to take that first?
You can send them a care package that's very popular. So you get a box and you put all their favorite snacks in it for them and enough for their roommate and you mail it to them.Every couple weeks, big hit. Yeah. Or, well, not every couple weeks. I haven't done it yet.
At least a few times a semester.
Yeah, right? Maybe twice a semester. Yeah. I mean, when you go to the college, you know, and you drop them off, especially for girls, they're very into decorating their dorm rooms, you know, with things that we don't think they need, like another carpet, another lamp.Some cute decoration. So if you, you know, enjoy shopping with, can enjoy the shopping experience with them because a lot of their peers are going to be doing it. You don't want your child to feel like, oh, you know, I don't do that. Or send them a card. Or Hugo sends Victoria text messaging.
My daughter and I...Almost every day. 每一个孩子可能性格不同，然后我们的六个孩子跟我的交流方式也不太一样。像我们的老大女儿常常喜欢用 Facebook 跟我谈，可是我的老三现在就是才去大学的女儿 Victoria 呢，她在高中时候就已经常常会 text 我，每次看到一个好笑的东西 whatever， 她就 text me， 然后我说、oh, OK that's funny， 然后所以我们就常常会，因为现在年轻人他们的要用他们的方式跟他们沟通，所以他们很会 text， 然后所以我就也跟他们 text， 然后我也学他们用的语言 like chill extra you know 这一类的 LOL right 这些东西，然后所以跟他的话跟 Victoria 我常常 text， 所以刚才提到的这些我觉得很好，是表达是很具体的可以表达你的爱你的关怀的方式、right? 当然如果你不习惯这么做，比如说你们不是常常 text、right? 然后突然之间你要 text 的话，他可能会觉得老爸吃错药了还是怎么样、right? 这个可能他不会 reply、right? 有的时候像我的大女儿的话，她就是我 text 给她的话可能一个礼拜之后他才会 reply， 或者有时候我还要再 send 一个 text， 我说 Are you there？ You know， 然后他才会 reply。可是我跟我的老三就不一样，可是我的大女儿反而她是 Facebook 上的话，我就很容易找到她，然后跟她联系。可是如果关系不是一定是这样的话，你可以用别的方式， right？ 或者是像他讲的寄这个 care package， 或者是从慢慢建立起来，你可以跟他预先跟他说 ，Hey， you know， now you're away， we're not together that often， I miss you a lot， right？ 所以你要学会说一些。诚实的肉麻的话 ，right？ 然后这个 how about let's try to text each other more？ 来、right? ，有个计划来设立。
Yeah， and especially when they're transitioning， you know， into a new environment to be saying things to encourage them, you know, like, you're a hard worker. I know you're going to do great. I'm confident that you're going to do well. I've seen you work hard and it pay off. You know, or I'm so glad so many other people are going to get to know you.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, 可能我们华人有时候传统的时候好像话说的很少跟着子女们，通常叫他们说跟他们说话都是要管他们的时候、right? 所以我们可以试着改变，然后因为 我觉得、你的子女需要知道他永远有一个可以他可以、一个安全的一个可以沟通的一条线，就是你跟你、right? 然后像我的刚才讲的老三也是，有时候你要很刻意的说一些建造你们关系的话，比如说他现在刚刚去，然后他是去一个基督徒学校，是去 Wheaton， 然后他去那边开始读，然后他会 text 我，他说 C.S. Lewis is so hard to read， 因为他要读 C.S. Lewis 的书，然后我说就问他 What are you reading？ 然后就让他跟我讲，然后跟他谈这事情，然后后来他打电话跟我谈一些关于他要写个 paper 也是关于神学方面的东西，然后我就突然想到，我就跟他说，我说 You know this is great， 他说 I love this， 他说 What do you mean？ 他说 You know used to be， 因为以前他有时候会有意无意的有表达他吃醋，因为呢我的两个儿子老二跟老四是打棒球的，我也很喜欢这个运动的，所以常常可以跟他谈哇这个球队打得怎么样，那个球队打得怎么样，很多可以谈，然后我带他去打球，看他去打球，然后我的女儿就觉得他不打球，然后他在家读书画画，好像我忽略了他有的时候、right? 然后我就跟他说 you know, 我说我现在我说 we have something， 因为我们常常开始就在谈他的 paper， 所以他说我说 now I finally have something that we can talk about like baseball， you know, and she's like oh yeah that's great， you know, and then she said I'll bet you like theology a little bit more than baseball， right？ I said yeah， so 然后我们就说发现我们两个之间可以有更多共同的语言、就像我跟那两个儿子一样、right? 然后就可以继续的建立这方面的关系。那当然还有一点补充一下，就除了这之外，我想虽然是很远，可是我觉得还是很值得，就从属灵的角度的话呢，因为我们常提醒我们教会那些要去大学 的同学学生们，就说你很重要，比你选课还要重要的是选对一个团契跟一个教会，而且你不选的话呢，很容易一忙起来就变成，要不是变成飘来飘去这个漂流的，在不同教会漂流的人，要不是根本就不去教会了。我说这个很重要，这个你需要定下。那像他以前我还跟他还不熟的时候，我第一个认识的是他的爸爸，因为他爸爸跟陪他到匹兹堡，然后带他去教会，然后呢去跟教会的牧师、教会的长老谈，看看教会的情况。然后就是鼓励他去教会，但是这个需要有一个平衡，就是我想他从小在基督徒家庭长大，他也蛮喜欢去教会的，也在教会服侍，所以他爸带他去找教会，找定教会是蛮自然的。可有些时候我们会发现，如果你现在在这段时间你没有让他们看到教会聚会或者服侍是多的美好，或者你强迫他去，然后他们就是一肚子苦水，不是那么喜欢教会，因为一些情况，那他们到那学校去的时候呢，你没有办法强迫他们去教会，哎，你当然可以说啊，我不付你学费了，如果你不去教会，哎，可是这个我想只会有一种逼迫感，而不是心甘情愿的，哎，所以因为我们那边原来是校园教会，我们发现如果来的是。家长跟我们联络，只有家长跟我们联络，然后呢很清楚就看到这个孩子对教会一点兴趣都没有，家长很希望，甚至有家长打电话跟我说，我孩子以前因为学业很多怎么怎么样不常去教会，可现在到大学我觉得他应该多去教会，你可不可以帮个忙，然后通常我们就跟他说，他比我还直，有一次那个栾大丹长老是那个洛哥教会的长老，那时候还不认识他，然后他的儿子要到我的教会来，到我们教会了，然后他也不知道栾大丹长老是谁，是洛哥教会的那个 founding elder， 然后他就电话上跟他说栾先生，通常我发现如果是只是家长打给我们电话的话，然后儿子没有主动的话呢，恐怕你如果在他还在你家里的时候没有教好他的话，现在你要我们帮忙是太晚了 OK。 然后后来我才发现，现在有时候蓝照还跟我开玩笑说，你太太很 很直啊。然后，可是他说话也是事实，就是我们如果没有在家里头慢慢帮助他们培养一个喜爱聚会、喜爱神的这个规矩的话，真的很难去推他。可是，所以是一个平衡，不是强迫他，可是也要试着提醒他，然后帮助他。好，哎呀，刚才 Shirley 有句。I'll repeat the question. So, you're saying that a lot of time nowadays, the young people, even though they feel like they're completely Americanized, but really they will realize that they're not quite being seen that way. They're still Asian American, and sometimes Asian American identity. It's very difficult. It's like, I'm American or am I Asian? And then other people treat them differently. So sometimes as they grow up, their non-Asian friends, their white American friends mostly, will treat them differently and may not see them as the closest friends, and they may feel isolated. So in college or other times, they may just try to hang out with their own kind, other Asian Americans. But meanwhile, they still feel kind of they wish that they will be more accepted by the majority race or the white students. So when they feel angry, when they feel isolated, lonely, how do we as parents kind of can counsel them?
When Veronica went to college, she actually felt great because she found the Asian American community. And so she found people like her, and she felt like she belonged, and she was a priority. So going off to college and being able to find that community beyond just on Sunday, but every day of the week for her was very healing. So I think, you know, your son might be in a really great place unless he is looking to make a lot of friends with white people. Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, we should just enjoy that with them. I mean, I used to kind of be like, well, do you have any white friends? Are you hanging out with any white friends? Because I felt that's very important. But, you know, in time, when they get out to the working world, once again, they'll be surrounded by, they'll be in the minority again. And they'll have to make friends then. So, you know, to allow them to have that time. But also I found that we can encourage our children to feel comfortable about white people by encouraging them to speak up more and to have opinions. Usually, especially women and Asian women and church women, they don't speak up for themselves much. And I remember my kids went to, like whenever they would have like non-Asians over at the dinner table, I think, wow, these kids are so obnoxious, they just keep talking. Like, and we all are like held hostage listening. But I think, you know, we need to encourage our children to do that if they want to be more of a part of the white community. Because the white community is not going to stop and say, oh, did you want to say something? And invite them to say something. They just have to kind of jump in. And whenever they think of something, don't overthink it. Just add something to the conversation. And if we can encourage them to do that, you know, to just remind them that, you know, if you have an idea, just say it. And don't be self-conscious because, you know, high schoolers and middle school children, they can't actually have a long, continuous conversation. They're in a group, and someone says something, and someone says something else, and someone says something, and they're talking about 10 different things at the same time. So if your child is quiet and waiting to say something, the whole conversation can change by the time they've thought of their contribution. So the way to really just make those good friends is to be that talkative one and to initiate. But also we'll find that our children, some of them will feel very comfortable among all the students in their high school. They'll say, I don't even see race, Mom. I don't see this person as being from another culture. It doesn't bother me that this person has different identities. Our children can be very accepting even though they themselves feel marginalized.
Yeah, and different. I'll use English still. Different kids could be different. Like our number one, Veronica. You know, she loves after college. She wants to be with Asian Americans, and she enjoyed doing that, and she likes that identity, and sometimes she's even more trying to push the Asian American agenda. Like if there's a movie that's out, supposed to be an Asian person play the lead role, but they change it to a white person, then there's like, that's whitewashed, you know, and she'll be talk about that, and she'll write articles about that, you know. But then our second one, Evan, right, he might have Asian friends, I don't know, but most of his friends are African Americans, and some of them are white, and he hangs out with them, maybe because he plays baseball, so he just, you know, he doesn't, in fact, he might feel more uncomfortable among a lot of Asian Americans, you know, because when he come back to our church from college, and he's, oh, so weird to hang out with so many Asians, you know, and then our number three, Victoria, she's like, yeah, Asian power, you know, she likes being Asian, but she also has a lot of white friends, too, so everybody is different. And one other thing I will add, too, is like, in terms of church, when they go to college, right, we're talking about finding a church. In fact, I often personally, just my own bias, I encourage my kids, hey, you know, when you go look for a church, don't just look for a Chinese church. Okay? Go look for American church. Go look if it's a good church. So these are the quality of a good church. Look for a good church. It doesn't have to be Chinese, you know. But sometimes it's like, but Dad, you're a Chinese church pastor. I said, that's fine. But you're not a Chinese church pastor. You can go, you know, explore and see. Because sometimes when they go to a good multi-ethnic church or a predominantly white church, it depends. Sometimes they may feel uncomfortable, but I think it's a good way in a church environment for them to grow and relate to other non-Asians. You know, so I often encourage them to go look for a non-Chinese church. Now, sometime after they do that, like my oldest daughter too, she went to a church. The pastor is Korean, but the whole church is a very multi-ethnic church. And she actually said after a while she felt like she wanted to come back to her Asian American roots and come back to Asian American church. So, you know.
I have a couple more things to add to.
Like in high school, those things. Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, part of her feeling neglected was that I was kind of a strict Asian parent. Like, her friends would be allowed to go wherever they wanted after school, and I'd be like, no, I have to know where you are. So I did have to apologize to her later when I realized that our parenting style led to her
some of
it feeling neglected.
Yeah, with
yeah, because well, she went to a predominantly white
But like she says, after school, her white friends, just they don't have to go home right away. They can because the school they were in. Yeah, the school is downtown, right? So they sometimes just leave school, don't get on the bus, and go to have pizza or go to Starbucks. And then later on, because it's public transportation, there's no school buses, you know? And so her friends are already kind of not too necessarily overly friendly for Asian Americans. But on top of that, they go to Starbucks. She has to come home because of our rules. Okay. Okay. It was earlier on. Now I think. Yeah. Not recently. No. But recently she will be very, like I said, she's actually gotten to be, she's our firstborn. And she's very driven and passionate about things. So she actually is pretty outspoken. She's quite a bit of a leader, you know. And so I think when she gets angry now, it's at those social injustice or like I say, if the movie they're whitewashing the movie, right? They're not using Asian American. So she will write article, write blogs about it, and she will talk about that. That's nowadays she gets angry at the injustice about those things. But before it was during high school and when she's growing up, she felt left out. You know? So yeah. Okay, sure. Okay. Yeah. Let me take this one. I'll repeat the question in English first. So the question is, you know, the world's not perfect, we're not perfect, church is not perfect, and sometimes in the church there's relational difficulties, conflicts, and so on. So, and some of the things are quite difficult, quite complicated, and even cause us to be angry, to be upset. So how do we share that with our kids? The typical people, the way parents often handle is they hide that from the kids, and then the kids may think that, oh, church has no problem at all, and then they don't learn how to deal with this issue. Okay, so first of all, like you said, 我用国语讲哈，这个问题是一个很好的问题，也是一个很敏感的问题， right? 而且我想是一个很不容易的问题。我只能说可以分享一下我们的一些经验，不见得说我们就是做得好。Okay? 比如说，我个人认为哈，就是如果是我们教会的自己教会的事情的话呢，我还是觉得保守一点会比较好，因为问题是，如果因为他们还年轻，然后如果说有一些事情你跟他分享的时候，你也不见得可以是说很功利的，一定是很 neutral 的，所以有时候你说一些话，他们就说哦，那个叔叔阿姨原来做了这件事情，哦那个，然后呢，然后他们很难就一方面他们很难像你那么成熟的 process 这个事情，他们可能就开始觉得哦，这个叔叔阿姨不好，或者是他们也很难像我们可以大人其实都不太容易保密，他们更难保密，所以就跟孩子在一起玩说哦 ，I heard so and so 怎么怎么样，然后他们无意当中就又传谣言了，然后或者是传这些实话，可是在不知不觉无意当中在后面说别人的坏话，所以自己教会的事情的话，我是觉得虽然好像我一方面同意你的讲法，我们需要。帮助我们孩子学习，人不是完美的，然后要怎么样处理这些问题。那同时的话，自己的教会我们还是得小心一点，因为为了保持一些不更多不引起更多的问题的话呢，我需要小心，知道怎么样跟他们谈。那可是其他的时候的话，如果有可能，我是很同意，就是尽量可以跟他分享一些你怎么处理自己的情绪的时候呢，我不会常常这么说，不过有的时候那个我的女儿其实比较他们。也比较敏感，所以他说 Daddy, you look stressed, okay? 然后我就会说 I am stressed, 然后他说 Why are you stressed? 然后我就会有时候会跟他讲说 OK, 因为这个事情的事情，可是尽可能如果不是会牵涉到别人的问题。那我记得还有一阵子，就是我们牧会17年当中，可以说如果你问我最伤心跟最难过的一件事情，就是我们教会的一对夫妻，丈夫还是长老，因为一些不和离开了教会。Okay? 我可以到现在还可以说，就是那是可能是，可能有人说，哎，你可能牧会经验还是不够，这个事情还放在心里。我不是记仇，我是很伤心，是一个我很爱的弟兄，他也爱我的弟兄，然后也很能干，服侍很多的姐妹，因为一些越搞越黑的误解，然后呢，他们最后就离开教会，而且到今天还认为说我们对他们很多的，就是我们包括我跟丈夫对他很多的伤害。然后那时候他们离开教会是一个很明显的事情，是没有办法隐瞒的事情。他们怎么突然间就走了？而且他们的孩子还跟我们的孩子是踢足球的在一起的时候，那时候我还记得，有时候我们的孩子会问说，他们为什么走？怎么回事？ Right? 那当然，我心里可以想，你不告诉你不用知道， right? 可是还是得跟他们分享一些。所以那时候我就想尽办法怎么样的来解释这个整个过程，然后在这个过程当中呢，不会把那对夫妻变成像坏人，可是也不会说好像说一些还有那一定都是我们的错，而是我把整个过程尽量简化的这个跟他解释。然后他说他们为什么还走呢？那我说有的时候我觉得这是我们当然很希望他留下来，我们也告诉他们这整个过程当中我长老们花了多少时间跟他们道歉，然后跟他们讲这些事情。可是有一些地方我说他们认为我们做的是我们绝对没有做到的，所以我不能为那些事情道歉，我可以为别的事情跟他们道歉。可是最后他们因为我们没有承认他们认为我们做的那件事情，所以他们觉得我们道歉不算数，所以他们还是走了。那我说有时候在这种情况之下，我们只能把这事情交给主，放在祷告当中。可是我说我爸爸常常想他们，而且圣经上提醒我们要为人祷告，他们可能把我们当成敌人看，可是我们需要为他们祷告。所以那个事情我有跟 我的几个孩子有他有问这个问题，他有稍微分享过。然后还有些时候呢，我会分享一些教会外边的情况，比如说在宣教工厂上，或者有些我认识的，然后我觉得是很好的例子，可我不会跟他讲名字，哎，可是我会跟他讲那件事情，然后我觉得是一个很好的例子的事情。比如说很快我举一个例子，比如说要我们宣教士，我们去短宣的时候，以前去某一个国家常常短宣，大概有8年的时间，然后呢跟一个宣教士夫妇建立了很好的关系，然后他们在那边开始职堂做得很好，然后职堂到了一个地步之后呢，他那个教堂呢请了一个牧师来，然后这个牧师呢来了以后呢，也不知道为什么，可能牧师没有安全感，所以那牧师就开始私底下说很多这对宣教士的不好的话，想要那个教会所有的人都喜欢他，而开始排斥这个宣教士，然后他觉得受到好像那个压力，所以他做很多事情其实很不讨神喜悦的事情，据我所知。然后我们去短宣的那一次，事情更开始很严重的在发生，然后我们还是去了，然后去了以后我们做了一些协调，就发现那个牧师，我们去之前的牧师就跟整个教会说，这些美国来的宣教士不要听他们的，不要去他们的聚会。可是他们后来还是来了，可来了私底下告诉我们说，我们的牧师叫我们不要来，不过我们还是来了，因为是你带我们信主的，或你带我们做培养的。然后在整个场合我们在一起协调的时候，我那个牧师站在众人面前说，这对夫妻是OMF 的宣教士，不是我们教会的人。哎，他，然后，可是很奇妙的是，这对夫妻呢，他们当然很伤心，也有流眼泪的。他们居然跟这些会众说，他是你的牧师，你们应该听他的。哎，我们很感谢神给我们时间来服侍你们，可是我们的时间到了，所以你们应该来顺服他，我们会离开。哎，然后，所以我把这个故事跟我的孩子们有讲，然后当然孩子很为他们打抱不平，因为他们也认识他们，然后那孩子说，怎么搞基督徒那么软弱，怎么做那么，他说如果我是他的话，我就跟他们拼了。哎，然后我就跟，可是一个很好的机会就解释，我说这个是人的做法，神的做法不是这样做。哎，虽然好像很不理想，虽然好像很伤心，可是我觉得他们在神面前做了一个很美好的见证。所以有时候我就跟他们讲说，有的时候在神面前美好的见证，在人间看起来是软弱的，或者是好像是不合理的，可是这是神的做法，神的价值观。啊，有的时候他们不明白，有时候他们，我记得有一次跟那孩子分享说，我还是想跟他们拼了。然后有，可是有些孩子就有些孩子就慢慢懂了之后说，他说他们做这事情真的是很不容易做到，可是他们能够做到。所以有时候有别的例子，在教会外边其他教会的例子，我会找机会跟他们分享，可是也是保护，不会用那个名字。哎，所以因为我觉得我们这个平衡，一方面是要教他们，一方面是不要无意当中产生一些不必要的更多的这个问题。Anything else?
I mean, Michael and Matthew, they might just say things out of context, you know, and so I try not to say things.
Especially one is 8, one is 12. So that might be still too young, because they can still just blur out things. So. Okay. 很好，替太太问。Okay, so the question is how, especially in the case of my wife, she in my previous church, she's often pretty busy. At one point, she was the children's ministry director. Another time, she was the missions chairman. And then she was also the piano player for the worship team. And then she also was, discipling 5 different sisters at the same time, separately. And I think at one point she was on the school board, on our Christian school board too. So how do you balance all of that? And on top of that, she needs to take care of me as her husband. You know, so how does she find balance in that?
Well, In all honesty, a lot of it was very isolating. When you're, if one of, as a woman, when your husband is in ministry, he's often off at a meeting at night, because people are free on the weekends and at night. So, you know, the times when you're hoping to get support, he's off doing something. And I think, you know, if you have a husband who's in ministry and you have young kids, if you can, if the husband can find his wife a great babysitter, he will be a huge blessing to her. Although, you know, like being involved in ministry, it's tiring, but it gives you the relationships in the church. So that's a blessing. If you decide that you need to stay home and take care of the kids, then you get isolated and you miss out on being a part of the community. So you kind of have to either choose one and live with the downside or find ways. And I think, you know, it's a lot about communicating and bringing up our needs to our husbands. You know, like, it's such a hassle to try and find a night when he can watch the kids. I dread it. Like, anytime someone says, oh, how about you guys come to dinner? We'd love to have you come to dinner. And my first thought is, I don't know when we can ever come to dinner because my kids play sports and Hugo has meetings. But I would love to come to dinner. Does Hugo have to come? Because he's busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just the husband being willing to sometimes initiate and say, is there a night of the week that I could always, you know, watch the kids and you can do what you need to do so that you have that to rely on instead of every week having another conversation and trying to figure it out again. So it definitely, it's hard because we're so capable. We've probably all gone to college and worked hard and we're used to achieving and being busy. And now suddenly, you know, like, oh, we have to watch the kids while everyone else is listening to the sermon and getting fed. And here I am watching the kids. It can be, you know, you really have to have a strong mental health to do that. So I remember one time we had this leaders meeting, and, you know, when the church provides childcare for prayer meeting, it's really great. When it provides childcare for any special meetings, that's fine. Even if it's only one or two moms that can join, those are the, you know, it shows that you value those one or two moms that are willing to participate. So I remember one time I was the childcare, and I had a bad attitude, and I just felt like, wow, Lord, you know, I'm missing out. And then a week later, I was talking to this lady, and I said, oh, I came across this great verse. And I was sharing it with her, and she goes, I've heard that verse before. Let's see, when did I hear it? And she said, I heard it at the meeting that I babysat for. And so I just felt like God was telling me, you didn't get to go to the meeting, but I gave it to you in your quiet time. I renewed you in your quiet time. So even though, you know, you feel like you lost out, I am still, if you seek me, going to provide for you. And so a lot of times God didn't provide for me the way I wanted, and it was harder, but he sustained me, and I am glad I'm no longer in that situation.
Yeah, because the church we were at before, like, it's a church, 以前的教会是一个 学生教会, 校园教会, 然后流动性很大, 所以很多事情都是我们要来负责 培养很多其他的同工, 可是还是自己要做很多事情, 所以他特别忙。 现在的教会的话, 有一个很好的传统, 至少对我们来说, 目前, 就是现在的教会, 可能因为人很, 教会很大, right? 然后人很多, 所以在现在的教会呢, 没有那个买一送一的看法, 就说, 如果你是师母的话呢, 你只是一个教会的一个姐妹, 那所以没有会要你做师母的身份去服侍很多。 所以几乎我们现在教会的，因为我们现在教会有11个牧师，哦，11个传道人跟牧师加在一起，然后呢，每一个结婚的他们的太太基本上在教会有服侍，可是不是很多，而且没有任何的期待说他们要服侍很多，所以他们可以，所以他觉得好像终于有一个 break。那另外一个我补充一下，就是我记得很早以前常常我在，因为我有我。 我们带的一个 workshop， 另外一个 workshop 是就是时间分配 time management 的 workshop。然后我以前一直认为说 不同的人的性格，有些人就是那样子，很爽啊，然后很自由。他就是比较以前是他很自由派的这个人，然后我呢是比较想要把东西都按部就班的算好的人。现在他变成比我还要，他就跟我说，有六个孩子怎么可以不可能这个不把这个 schedule 把它呢搞得很清楚。所以我发现以前有个也是老牧师，他说时间不是找出来的，时间是抢出来的。所以另外的话我会说时间是分配出来的。所以我们发现昨天谈沟通的时候我们也提到，我们每一个礼拜几乎有一段时间会把我们的那个calendar， 我以前不用 calendar， 他以前也不用，现在我们都用，而且用的是很详细的，说 OK 几点到几点，礼拜一做什么，礼拜二做什么。然后因为我发现如果不这样子把它的定下来的话呢，很容易时间就不见了。可是如果你定下来的话，比如说我说他会跟我说 OK， 我们礼拜一我很希望我们全家可以在一起做些什么事情，所以我们礼拜一是我休假的时间，我们就定好礼拜一几点到几点我们会去做什么。或者是他比如说他要去带跟一个姐妹去带，他现在带一个姐妹做门训，所以他会预先跟我说 OK， 我需要带这个姐妹做门训，有什么时候你可以留在家里看孩子的。或者是有时候有一些要比较灵活的方式，比如有些时候我们的聚会我可以把孩子带去，然后我的孩子可以在我的办公室玩，然后我们可以再有那个聚会。或者有些时候我就知道 OK， 礼拜四晚上或者什么时候我们预先讲好了，我那天晚上不会有任何的安排，我的责任就是在家看孩子，然后他可以去带那个姐妹做门训。所以我觉得这些东西都不是以前好像都是随时临机应变啊，然后随时或者他答应没有告诉我答应没告诉他。现在我们知道在我们的这个生活环境当中呢，必须很紧密的把时间排好，然后呢跟神的时间，跟家人的时间，跟教会弟兄姐妹的时间，跟慕道朋友的时间，都必须把它排得很好，而且沟通得很清楚。他知道什么时候我会在，什么时候我不会在，这样是很重要的。所以时间分配，我现在相信不再是与性格的关系，不是说哦你很逻辑性，很需要 organize 你才会搞时间分配，然后你是很自由的，很随便想灵机应变想做什么就做什么的，所以不需要不行。我觉得如果你真的要好好的经营家庭，好好的服侍神的话呢，你必须到某一个程度把时间学会把时间分配划分得很比较清楚。
Oh, I also want to say that we used to have date night once a week. And when we didn't have too many kids, we could convince people to babysit our kids for free, which was awesome. But then when you started getting more, our date night ended up being like a movie night. We would always rent a movie. And our friends would be like, how do you see so many movies? How do you, you know, we haven't seen a movie in years. And we're like, well, that's about...We don't have any energy or money to do anything different, so we just like movies. We watched a lot of movies together. So I think, you know, for myself, having one night a week that I could look forward to that was fun would tide me through, you know, like, oh, the mundane repetitiveness of whatever chores I had to do all the time. So if, you know, if you, and also...It was never a good feeling when I'd be like, oh, he goes date night, what are we going to do? And he'd be like, I don't know, what do you want to do? You know, like, so if the guy can plan something nice, and if you can't afford to go out every week, then maybe only go out once a month to McDonald's, you know, because I like a fish sandwich and Coke. But,
yes.
So find other things to do that are inexpensive, but that would really be fun for your wife.
Yeah, 所以刚刚提到这个 date night， 其实我想你们有些人都听过，这是很好的。以前我们的教会是很有意思，因为我们跟我们的长老说礼拜四晚上不要开会，因为我礼拜四晚上是我们的 date night。然后呢，长老也很支持，而且有一次他在台上，我记得第一年在那边牧会的时候，他就长老们就你可能有认识他，叫黄立夫黄长老，他就跟长老跟会众说，礼拜四晚上千万不要找 Hugo 牧师，因为他已经有事了，他是跟他太太的约会 date night。 然后他说，其实他说更好一个办法是礼拜四晚上你们全教会的人都决定，你只有可以选择做两件事情，一件事情呢就去做他们的 babysitter， 使他们有 date night， 要不然的话呢你们自己去有 date night，效法他们去有 date night。 所以那时候蛮好，后来我们发现孩子多了，这个真的是不容易找 babysitter， 因为然后呢有时候晚上时间就算要 date night 的话，那些孩子们他们有很多事情需要，所以我们就发现现在我们变成是 Monday 的 date lunch， 因为礼拜一 是我休假的时间，然后孩子们都还在学校，所以他跟我就可以去吃顿饭。然后我们除了喜欢看电影之外，我们比较喜欢去一些小吃的店啊，或者我们都会很喜欢吃好吃的东西，所以我们会去找一个小店或者常常喜欢的小店，就去那边吃个 lunch 聊聊天。
So much so that one time we went to order something and the waitress said, "Okay, I think that's enough food."
No, or sometimes they know what we want. So
we,
then, okay,
we wanted to order one more dish, and she said, "Oh no, I think that's good."
Yeah, that's good. You already order your usual, so don't order anything else. You know, so yeah, so. 花那个时间培养感情是非常重要的。
谢谢陈牧师，
谢谢大家，
好，祝福你们，
好，谢谢你们。